current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, marching to the same beat. A week after abandoning the Kurdish Syrian Defense Forces, allowing Turkey to step in and fill the vacuum left by the United States withdrawal, the US brokered a ceasefire deal with the Turkish government and the Kurdish YPG, as long as the YPG agreed to leave a safe zone in the area. Regarding the deal, US Vice President Mike Pence said, "The Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. Pence said, "All military operations under Operation Peace Spring will be paused and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal." The Turkish government, far from being an opponent to the murderous Syrian regime, has emboldened Bashar. Any astute observer of the Syrian conflict will see that rather than turning its attention to remove the Syrian regime, the Turkish government has directed fighting factions under its control away from fighting Bashar's troops at the most critical of moments, instead occupying them with chasing down Kurdish militants, allowing the Syrian regime troops to regroup and consolidate power. When Aleppo was lost to the regime, Hizb ut-Tahrir issued a statement highlighting Erdogan's betrayal of the Muslims in Aleppo. It said, quote, "Erdogan's campaign of Operation Euphrates Shield and his attempt to attract more militant factions loyal to Turkey to the Battle of Al-Bab after Jarablus, all in order to weaken the real front in Aleppo, which were relied on to lift the suffocating siege on the city and its rescue," end quote. Regarding the fall of Idlib and Turkish Operation Olive Branch, Hizb ut-Tahrir said, quote, "Operation Olive Branch on the 20th of January 2018, it made it easy for the regime to enter Aleppo and southern Idlib. It is because these factions were ordered by Turkey and left the battles with the regime. Aleppo and southern Idlib were lost or almost lost," end quote. Regarding the Syrian government forces taking over Manbij, Erdogan is quoted as saying, quote, "Erdogan also stressed that the entry of the Syrian regime army in the city of Manbij is not negative," end quote. Al Arabiya, 16th of October 2019. The Turkish government has repeatedly made clear with its actions that it does not see the Syrian government as a threat or menace. Hence, it follows Americans' plan to maintain the Syrian regime and even begin to normalize relations with it. Despite their valiant sacrifices and unmatched bravery, the Muslims of Syria who rose up against their government have been betrayed by all parties, particularly the Turkish government. On one side, they find themselves between the jaws of the Syrian regime, the Russian military, and a host of militias loyal to Iran and Lebanon. On the other side, they are left hanging by Turkey in their most critical time of need. Behind it all are the Americans, who see Bashar al-Assad and his regime as the only entity truly capable of securing their interests in the region. This series of betrayal is painful, but it repeatedly reveals a friend from foe and cements the resolve of those who are committed to uprooting the regimes in the Muslim world and freeing themselves from the clutches of colonialism. Anyone who studies the Syrian situation will learn the lesson that even though America is in control of all of this, it hasn't been able to formulate the rule in Syria and stabilize its influence. So do not be fooled by the Turkish, Qatari or Saudi governments that outwardly feign friendship to the Syrian situation. And instead, we should continue in our movement to change the oppressive regimes with true and sincere work. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
إِنَّا لَنَنصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ.
Indeed, we will support our messengers and those who believe during the life of this world and on the day when the witnesses will stand. Surah Al-Ghafir, verse 51. Jazakum Allah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.